Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Mark Knox Shortlist.
The weather may be out of our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
There's no reconciliation here when you raid somebody's house.
Right now, half of us, if not more than half, just don't believe in justice.
Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar.
Wow. Welcome to the Banana Republic of America. Did you see what happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday? That's what we're talking about. And we'll be talking about it all morning long here on the show, I'm sure. Maybe all day long. Because how do you get away from discussing? It's like the elephant in the room. Except everybody's talking about it this morning, so I guess it's not. Hey, glad you're back with us on this Tuesday morning. Still got lots to get to today for you. We got Paris Denard coming up in the next hour. He's a spokesperson for the RNC. Wanted to get them on here and see what they're talking about regarding this raid down here. My friend Annie Fry is going to join me about 8:37. She's got a big event going on tonight. I don't tend to focus as much on Illinois politics. I do at election time, obviously, but we're running up to that now. But she's going to be talking to Darren Bailey, has an event going on tonight over in Illinois, and we're going to get her on here to give you some more details on that about 8:35. And you've heard me talk a lot about going to Germany in the fall, and the guy that's organizing that trip, because we're coming up on a bit of a deadline here for people thinking of going, we need you to take action if you want to go on this trip. He's going to join me. Ken Chase is going to join me about 8:45 this morning to talk a little bit more about that. So however you got here, thank you. By the way, we're in YouTube jail.
Yes.
Just so you know, some people have commented on it on Facebook this morning. If you're just joining us there, you're just tuning in. And I'm not quite sure how you break out of that. Is you just have to wait, Carl? Is that it?
We have a week, and then we're back. But if we get a third strike, we are out.
Three strikes, you're out.
So we might have to create a Mark Cox Show YouTube channel.
But do they do any homework on this?
I believe somebody can just complain
and just keep complaining.
Don't give them ideas, Scott.
They have a minister. Of disinformation.
Yes.
But there's nobody to appeal it to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about these sites is it's impossible to talk to somebody.
It's owned by Google, so.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
Pretty much tells you all you need to know. They'll probably never let us back on there. Something we said maybe Friday that got us in a little bit of trouble. Who knows? It's going to bound to happen again, as far as I'm concerned. There's no doubt about it. Let me play something from yesterday, and then let's get to our guest, please, because we know what's going on in this country is not right. Go to cut 16, please. Laura Trump.
You know, everybody's been really upset about from the White House. Look, my father-in-law, as anybody knows who's been around him a lot, loves to save things like newspaper clippings, magazine clippings, photographs, documents that he had every authority will to take from the White House. And, you know, again, he's been cooperating every single step of the way with the people that have questioned any of this.
You just have to have an even playing field. That's all we've ever wanted. You don't have to agree with it, but hey, let's at least have an honest, intelligent debate.
Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change.
You've got to be kidding me.
Maybe Danny Define, they found Trump's Let's Go Brandon shirt in that safe they busted open yesterday. What do you think?
You've got to be kidding me. I've been saying that a lot the last few days, Mark. Too often, more than I'd like to say it.
Man alive. You know, I had Tommy Lahren on in the last hour, a Fox News contributor and millennial, and she was talking about, you know, people her age and their reaction to what's going on in this country. This is unprecedented no matter what age you are, because I don't remember the last time they conducted something like this in the home, not only of a former president, but potentially a future president who may be ready to announce any time. Maybe that's what they're hoping he'll do. This is really what happened yesterday. They better have a really good reason for why they did it.
Right. And I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter, on the socials, saying the exact same thing you just said, that they better have a darn good reason for this you know, search last night. You know, of course, with all the cop cars there, the middle of the night or early morning, making a huge spectacle of it. No, it really is uncharted waters. And when I saw that, they cut into the breaking news last night during Waters World on Fox News, and it was shocking to me. It made me mad. It made me upset. It made a lot of people mad and upset. And we're in uncharted waters, something that we haven't seen before, definitely in this country. And it does. It almost reminds you of a kind of a Gestapo, if you will, of really. And I you know, I don't use that term lightly. It's really concerning to see the you know, the action going against these political rivals. You know, Trump will probably be the candidate here in 2024. So we've seen, you know, Joe Biden's regime. And when the White House said that they had no idea about the search warrant, I find that very, very hard to believe.
Yeah.
I really do. But it is concerning to see, you know, these attacks against political rivals. And clearly Trump is a giant threat to the Democrats, and not only the Democrats, but just the establishment in D.C. They clearly don't want him to run again because they have a lot of skeletons in their closet. So that's why they're pulling out all the stops, attacking Donald Trump and going after him. And this is just another one of their stunts.
Yeah, I've heard the Gestapo word thrown around a couple of times. I don't want to think that that's what's going on here. I mean, I pointed out repeatedly this morning, this is a step we've never seen before by the Federal Bureau of Investigation against a former president of the United States for something that others have not been prosecuted for, and to go so far as to kick in the doors, so to speak, with search warrants when the president wasn't home and do this is so high profile, there's no way it didn't go to the top. The local FBI office didn't go to a judge and decide to do this. This wasn't the special agent in charge in West Palm who decided to do this. This came from Christopher Wray or Merrick Garland approved of it. It might have gone higher than that. Steve Bannon thinks it went all the way to the White House. This is what he had to say about it last night when they got him on Fox here.
We're at a political and ideological war, and they've obviously weaponized the Justice Department, and this had to be approved by Ron Klain. This had to go up to the White House to be approved. Absolutely. Anybody saying it didn't is a liar. This had to go up the chain of command through Merrick Garland to Ron Klain at least, and Ray and these guys. But look, here's the thing. This is about pure power politics. They're absolutely scared to death about Trump. They can't be. Mark Elias, the guy who laid out the entire effort to steal the 2020 election, or the Transition Integrity Project, he's tweeting right now all the U.S. code about documents and how, you know, make sure you can't run for federal office again. They're absolutely petrified Trump's going to announce in the next couple of weeks, win the Republican nomination, win the White House.
Yeah.
I agree with Steve Bannon. Every single word he said there. If there was any question about, you know, do they perceive Donald Trump as a threat for the upcoming election in 2024? I think last night just put an exclamation mark on it. It really did. We saw, you know, it's just so over the top, Mark. It was so ridiculous. It was like that Roger Stone situation back in 2019. It's just so ridiculous. It's so over the top. And we've, you know, if they had a clean track record, when I say they, I mean the establishment, the politicians in D.C., the media, I would actually be in the camp of, OK, well, you know, they clearly raided his home in Mar-a-Lago for a reason. Let's see what this is all about. But the problem is the establishment, the media, they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar so many times. They've been caught with so many lies, so many different smear campaigns against Donald Trump, that this is getting ridiculous at this point. It really is. I mean, this has been going on now since 2015, since he announced that he was running for president. So people like myself, my friends, my colleagues, people are getting sick of this. And the left, and again, it's not only the left, but it's just the establishment in general in Washington, D.C., the swamp, if you will.
Yeah.
They're pushing so far and so far, and they have just abused this man who, you know, came out as a billionaire, didn't need any of this, sacrificed his cushy life to run for the president of the United States because he truly believed that he could make a difference in this country for the better. They've absolutely dragged him, his family, his supporters, anybody associated with him through the mud. And I think this is just the beginning. This is going to, it's never going to end with these people. It's never going to end. And I just fear, you know, I pray every day for the man's safety because he does have a target on his back. And I mean that not only figuratively, I mean that literally. And I would not put it past anybody. I mean, they're going to do whatever they can do, whatever it takes to make sure to guarantee that he is not a threat in 2024.
Which leads to the question, what are they afraid of? And we right. all know the answer to that. Let me get to George here on line one. He's got a comment on this raid on the president's home last night. George, what's on your mind?
Thanks, Mark. Look, I have no trust between the FBI and the Democratic Party. They've got 15 boxes of something. What's to prevent them from planting information in that material, just like Russiagate? And we go through the whole process of lies all over again. I'm just very concerned. This thing is, you know, completely out of control.
Yeah.
What's to prevent them? I don't trust them.
Interesting. Well, I wonder, I have to wonder, George, thank you for the phone call. It does erode trust. There's no doubt about that. Now, I don't like to think we're there yet. Whatever the Steele dossier was, whatever circuitous route it took to get to the FBI, the FBI didn't have a hand in the fake information. They didn't do a good job, of researching it and disputing it before making critical decisions that no doubt violated people's rights with these FISA warrants before they followed through on it. They bought it hook, line, and sinker, which means at the very least, the people at the top are either gullible or they were willing participants. And now you look and you wonder if you know what Peter Strzok and the others at the top levels of the FBI were up to. It's not beyond belief. It doesn't strain credibility to think that that could happen again because we know it's happened once. Now, I don't like to think that people went down there, anything would get planted, but it sounds like something out of a spy novel.
But you can't write it off. And Mark, I was actually having a conversation last night with a friend while this was going on, while they cut into the breaking news. And I said the exact same thing that George said. And that is a concern that I have. Who knows? I mean, these people are shameless. They will not stop unless he is completely minimized as a threat. So who knows? I think at this point, what we've seen out of the FBI, the CIA, just the Washington, D.C. establishment, what we've seen the last 5-6 years, I don't put anything past them. I really don't. So I do share the concern that George has. I think a lot of people share that concern. So, like I said, nothing at this point surprises me because they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar so many times, and they've really shown their true colors. So I think anything's on the table.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know, Jonathan Turley is often the voice of reason on these issues. He was really surprised that Merrick Garland had to know what a bombshell this was going to be when it happened. That's why I believe at least Merrick Garland, if not Ron Klain, as Bannon claims, knew something about this. These were Turley's comments on it. He wanted to know why they didn't just avoid all of this by having someone outside of the agency make the decision.
Well, it's a breathtaking moment to have a raid like this on a former president and potentially the future opponent of the current president. My first reaction beyond shock is that it is baffling how this raid would occur, but Merrick Garland decided not to appoint a special counsel. If there was evidence that supports a warrant, and apparently a federal judge found that evidence, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel to be appointed?
Yeah,
it's a valid point.
I mean, wouldn't that have erased any question at all about the validity of the raid by having somebody outside look at it?
Right. I will say too, Mark, this could absolutely backfire because if they don't come up with anything here, if they can't indict the former president, a potential future president, I think it just builds his case even further. I really do. I feel like it makes him a stronger candidate for 2024. And when I saw that last night, I mean, I'm speaking from my own personal experience, but just the people I spoke with as well, my friends, my close inner circle, when they see something like that, it just makes you want to double down on his candidacy for 2024. It kind of validates, again, if they don't come up with anything here, it kind of validates and just reinforces his point that the establishment's corrupt. They're coming after him because they don't want him to run in 2024 because they're terrified of being exposed. And if he gets in there for a second term, he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected. So I think heads will roll if he gets in there for a second term. And that's what not only the left, but the establishment on the right, they're absolutely petrified of. That's why they're doing every single thing in their power right now to make sure he is not running in 2024.
Danny Define in studio with us here. And, you know, Governor Huckabee mentioned this last night. Somebody called earlier and said maybe they're trying to goad him into announcing sooner rather than later that he's running so they can put him on the ballot essentially for November and fire up some of their base to get out to the polls and vote against Trump, even though his name won't be on the ballot. This is what Governor Huckabee said last night.
I hope that shortly, right around Christmas, Donald Trump, after these midterms and we take the House and Senate, he announces he will run for president and we rally around him and we just simply say he is the candidate. He will be reelected because he's the only candidate who will have the guts to take on this incredibly corrupt machine. And it's time that we just gear up, put ourselves on the saddles and plan on seeing a Congress in January of this next year. And Donald Trump sworn in January of 25 for his second term. And let's get this country back to where people can believe in it. Right now, half of us, if not more than half, just don't believe in justice.
Yeah. I mean, that's how controversial this raid was.
Oh, it was massive. It was one of the biggest news stories that I can remember in a very long time. I still believe that Trump is going to wait until after the midterms, even though you look at his endorsement rate and his success rate with just the primaries. I mean, it's off the charts. It's over 90% as far as the people that he's endorsed in the primaries. But I still think it's going to be after the midterms. This could speed up his process, though, of announcing it just because you're almost riding that momentum right now. But, Mark, I think you're going to see a lot of crazy stuff here in the next 3 months. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, don't put anything past these people as far as just scratching and clawing and doing whatever it takes to manipulate people here before the midterm election.
The innuendo, even if nothing comes out of this.
Yeah.
The innuendo is that he did something wrong. And just like the Steele dossier, the shifty shift comments over and over and over again, we've got enough to indict him. We've got enough to impeach him. And they never did. And they did impeach him, but they didn't have enough for criminal charges, which is what you would believe if you listened to Schiff over and over and over again. So they continue to try to taint him, thinking that it's going to hurt him. And I'm telling you what, people see through this stuff. Guess what we're not talking about today? Inflation Reduction Act, which is actually the Economic Reduction Act, as I've called it. All this spending in the middle of what appears to be a recession, this is insane.
That's a smart move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the same people that are just, so giddy over this Inflation Reduction Act, and they're looking at just the title of this bill, they're not actually digging into it. But these are the same people that were happy about the FBI raid last night. They're also happy about the 87,000 IRS agents, apparently, that come along with this Inflation Reduction Act. All this is, Mark, it's just more government, it's more power, it's more control, it's more oversight, it's more Big Brother. I don't know how people cannot see this. I mean, we've been seeing this in spades here since the beginning of COVID with this government overreach, this grotesque abuse of power. And like I said, this little pet project they have jammed in there is 87,000 additional IRS agents.
Somebody pointed out the other day there are 700 billionaires.
700, correct.
And there are 86,000 new IRS agents, which is going to bring the total to like 160,000 IRS agents in the country. They're not after the billionaires. They're coming after you.
Bingo.
That's why they need the extra bodies. They got plenty enough people to deal with the rich people in this country. Danny, thank you, my friend.
Mark, always a pleasure. It's a fun time.
You bet. Good stuff. Hey, by the way, my friends from Gun Owners are going to join us here in just a couple of minutes because, boy, if you're not paying attention, you might get distracted. Now there's a lawsuit up in New York over the crazy gun restrictions they've tried to put back in place after the Supreme Court decision. We'll talk to Michael Hammond about that coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.